Anne Marie featuring Niall Horan and our song. It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quick C 98.3, and we are joined by Lindsay Alichna from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So yesterday, the second of at least four scheduled adventures of Brian and Tricia, you are the sponsor of said adventures. And the fun part is you never know where we're going to take you or what's going to happen. And we literally blindfold you and drive you there.
And you let me tag along.
Yeah. Well, and it was your choice to be blindfolded.
And you to not know in advance what's happening.
Yeah. And literally, I am blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
And I did mask. A lot better yesterday, I have to say, of being blindfolded than I did the first time.
Well, the first time you were like, oh, people from my work are getting a hold of me and my husband wants to know and it's my son's birthday and blah, blah, blah. And
I did a lot better yesterday.
You did. And it was a lot closer, but it almost took us as long to get there.
Then
as it did.
Somebody saw us. I got a call later on yesterday afternoon. They were like, were you in our parking lot? Central Kentucky Community Foundation.
Oh, when we went through and honked.
Yes.
We drove through their parking lot, slow rolled through, yes. Slowed down and honked in front of their
See?
Doors.
But you didn't even know that we had gone through there.
I did not know. See?
So we ended up in the parking lot of Addington Field.
That's right.
And we asked you, before you took your blindfold off, we said, guess where we're at? And you said, at the E-Town Airport.
I did.
We were disappointed that you had figured it out.
Both of them, same time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. But you still didn't know what we were doing.
No. And the best part is Miss Lawson walks out, and I have, of course, my heels on. If you know me, I always have 3.5-inch heels on all the time.
Yeah.
She walks out. She goes, you have the wrong shoes on if you're jumping out of an airplane.
My look on your face.
For about half a second, I thought Lindsay was going to throw up right there.
Well, okay. First of all, let's back up. I walk into the station to leave. Trisha's face, I could tell she was nervous. I could feel the anxiety in just her face.
It was a little panic.
Totally different than 2 weeks ago. Like, 2 weeks ago, lighthearted, everybody's having fun. Like, I could tell it wasn't going to be anything.
And we went
high
to the bowling alley.
Anxiety.
Yeah.
I walk in, yes, she was a little different. I was like, okay, this is going to be a little more serious.
Yes.
So I could tell it was going to be a little different. Then she makes that joke about my shoes, and I'm like, we're getting into something serious here today.
And her joke worked because the Golden Knights from
awesome.
Fort Knox were there, and they were jumping yesterday. So
yeah,
for half a second, Lindsay was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
And the plane was sitting out there on the runway.
Yeah.
Like,
so,
ready
perfect
for
setup.
Us. But, yeah. So, that's not what we did, though.
No.
So, we got in, and...
Well, first, we took a tour.
Yes, we got a tour of the airport, which was really cool.
And I think that's one of the coolest things, is we're getting to see the ins and outs of some businesses that you never get to see.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more goes on at Addington Field at the Elizabethtown Flying Service, and people even know... I mean, there's an entire parts department there and support, and there's mechanics working on things. And this isn't just like Joe Blow fixing an aircraft. These are specially trained, licensed aircraft mechanics.
She taught us a lot yesterday about, especially for a growing community like E-Town, it's so important for the growth of our community. They were doing a lot out there that is crucial to what we're doing
it
here.
Is and they've just gotten some news that they can expand and I didn't quite understand all
the
of that
weight of the their runway the,
okay.
that they can handle
okay
was what I understood from that lingo that was going on
yeah there was a lot of information and because I'm not up on
me either
that
but you
it was I felt like I was educated.
But you're
though.
A pro now, right?
I mean,
I thought you should know that, right?
I feel like a pro. I mean, I had like a 5-minute lesson before I got
minutes.
Into the pilot's seat of the plane.
When Chris, our pilot, gave you that 5-minute spiel and then he got up there. First of all, he was the calmest man I think I've ever been around.
This
other
is
than
Chris
my father.
Carter.
Yes.
Chris Carter, he is a flight instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Terrific guy.
I completely agree. The calmest person I think I've ever met in my entire life.
Had a great sense of humor, just very dry, but very calming the whole time. Like, if you want to learn how to fly a plane, that is the man to learn from.
Yes, absolutely.
He
all
did.
Right. Well, we're going to take a small break.
Oh, we have to?
And then we're going to okay. come back and we're going to talk about what actually happened from that point on because it was
a lot. Oh, you
got to
pay for this radio station, don't you?
Yeah,
ads?
It's kind of weird. Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quick C 98.3, part two of our discussion with Lindsay Alichna from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. It's the adventures of Brian and Tricia, and to catch you up to speed, what had happened was our first adventure was 2 weeks ago. We went to the Houston Bowling Center on Fort Knox, and that, by the way, is open to the public.
It is.
Which
highly recommend
know.
You go.
Lindsay didn't know that.
No.
And so now that's another thing you can go do with your family and enjoy. So then yesterday's adventure was at Addington Field with Elizabethtown Flying Service, and Chris, who's Carter. Also known as Sky King.
Yes.
That's not our nickname. That's his nickname. Mm-hmm.
He might be took Trisha's new nickname, though. Sky Queen.
Yes. Oh.
So you got like a 5-minute flight lesson while I stood on the tarmac thinking about how I was not going to be able to handle you flying the plane.
Well, and see, when Chris says, okay, who's my pilot? And I was like, okay, well, I wanted to like take control for a minute. But when he said pilot, I was like, okay, that'd be me. And then he starts giving me lessons. And I was like, am I supposed to remember all this?
Like, he starts talking about the wings and then the
And then you're
the
going to need to know this.
I don't even know all this. Like, she thought it was fun and games. Like, she could take control for, like, 30 seconds. No, yeah. She had to pilot this thing.
Yeah, I was literally sitting in the pilot seat. Yes. And he was having to reach over me to, like, you know, do the controls and stuff.
He even explained going in. He said, I will let you fly to your comfort level, mm-hmm. and to what I feel is safe. And it never at any point, let's point out that although I was scared to death when you took over, never at any point were we in any danger.
No.
Was not going to let that happen.
And let me tell you something that I thought was really cool, because I've been in big planes before. I've never been in a small plane.
Numerous times.
And yeah. So when we got up there to see the city of Elizabethtown, mm-hmm. and beyond from up in the sky.
From it was really not that far up.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And then he says, okay, where do you live? Do you want to go over like by your houses? And I was like, oh my gosh, sure. And so we
flew
did
over
that.
My house. We flew over your house. When we waved at your parents and kids.
That made my stomach a little queasy.
A little? I mean,
wing wave. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, when he kind of banged
it. Lindsay kind of grabbed my leg, and I kind of looked at her. And for a moment, we were like, well, if we throw up, we'll be on each other throwing up.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Well, when he banked it, you know, we turned the plane, I say he. I didn't have anything to do with that. And he turned it, and my stomach had, I don't think my, it was kind of like being on a roller coaster. You know, when you get that feeling, except it didn't stop until he got the plane straightened out. And I was like, oh, like my eyes felt like they were just stuck and I couldn't move them. But my stomach wasn't the same after that.
But again, we were never in any actual danger.
And it wasn't weird.
Brian's face told another story.
My fear, and please understand, my fear was based on my friendship and knowledge of Trisha as a person. And that everything's a big joke and everything's so cute and funny. And
it's so fun.
And I thought, Trisha is not going to realize the sensitivity of the plane. And she's going to, in fun, bank this thing real hard, not meaning to.
No. Okay, so.
And then I'm going to get sick.
This is something that I don't know that the average person knows this. I had no clue. When you get in a plane, you control it with your feet.
Quite a bit.
And so when we were on the runway, what do you call that? Taxiing, mm-hmm. waiting to take off.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he's talking and, you know, the plane's moving and turning. But he's not touching anything with his hands. And I finally had to interrupt him. And I said, who's controlling this plane right now? He said, I am. I said, but your hands are not doing anything. He said, it's my feet. And so that was very interesting to me because I had no idea. So, yeah, when I learned
all kinds of cool stuff.
Yeah. And he was so calm and so cool. And
nice. Nice guy.
Genuinely. Mm-hmm. And so when I did take over the controls and Brian about lost his mind and turned like complete like pale.
Yeah.
It was, he believed in me.
He did.
I mean, Chris did. Yeah. Brian, not so much.
I've never believed in you.
I had full trust.
So when you take over, you know, you pass the controls over. Okay, sure. So then I've got to control it with my feet. Well, I don't want to make it be a big adjustment. You know, I don't want to turn it too fast.
And
or
he
anything.
Kept saying, sensitive, be careful. Don't push too hard. Yeah.
And then when the plane starts rising up a little bit.
We just start going up.
Yeah. And, yeah.
I, and
said,
I looked at Lindsay and I go, we're going up.
And I don't remember how I asked the question, but I said, "What? Okay, the front of the plane is going up.
So like, are we supposed to be going up?
Yeah, am I doing something wrong?" He's very calm and says, "Well, yes, it has to do with what you're doing or not doing." And he says, "You need to, you know, pull back on this." And so anyway, he got it all straightened out, and it was cool. And then the turbulence.
Oh yes, at the very end,
which he warned us going up. He said it's a little windy today.
So this is another thing I learned. I always thought that turbulence had to do with the clouds.
It didn't have to do with the clouds.
Not
when
at
we
all.
Hit it at the end.
Yeah. And so it was the reflection of, as I understand it, the reflection of the wind on the different surfaces, mm-hmm. on the land. And so it makes it more turbulent.
Yeah. We learned all kinds of neat stuff. And what I like about this is it's, with all the craziness in this world, we're just doing this for good old-fashioned fun.
Yes.
And we're learning all kinds of new stuff.
Yeah.
And being able to share it with everybody. And, you know, I got home last night and I was like, you know what? And to be able to look above the community and to see the growth that's happened here, it's neat. And to be able to point all the growth that's happened all throughout the community, it was just a unique experience.
It was neat to see it from up above.
Yeah, it was cool.
I do agree with you on that. And the cool thing is that this is not something that we got special treatment to be able to do.
No,
I
mean, anyone can go take flying lessons.
That's right. Yeah. So. And Chris was the man.
Yes. So thank you to Elizabethtown Flying Service. Thank you to Chris Carter.
Yes.
Thank you to everybody who had a hand in this. And thank you to Lindsay for making this possible.
Now your new nickname, Sky Queen.
Sky Queen.
Oh, Lord. Like, we need that to happen. All right. If you want to take flying lessons, you can do that. Just holler at Airport Annie or any of the other fine folks out at Addington Field. They'll be glad to help you out. And, yeah, it's definitely well worth the time to do that.
Go check out the pictures that we have on Facebook. All kinds of good stuff.
It was a fun day. Thank you.
Steve Miller Band and Rockin' Me. It's the Adventures of Brian and Tricia. We'll be back with another one in just a few weeks.